Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Andrea Brockbank is a certified dream builder coach with the Life Mastery Institute, who is passionate about helping you create a life you love living. Andrea specializes in helping people from all walks of life build their dreams, accelerate their results, and create rich and more fulfilling lives. For over 25 years, Andrea has studied and implemented transformational success principles within her own life and as a sought-after speaker, trainer, and certified coach. Andrea's workshops and coaching programs help people break through limitations and achieve greater results than they have ever known before. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Thank you, Leanne. It's lovely to be here.
I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Okay, go for it.
Excellent. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Okay, Leanne, at the moment I'm in a really, really good place. I'm working my own business. I'm actually a dream builder life coach with the Life Mastery Institute, which is really, really exciting. I'm traveling around New South Wales and Queensland where I'm delivering a workshop called the Vision Workshop. And that workshop is three keys to accelerate your results. And it's dynamic and fun, and I'm getting to meet lots of different amazing people and sharing wonderful tools that they can use to accelerate the results in their life. So it's really, really good. I also work in doing, working with clients, so coaching clients, and that's been a fantastic part of my life, which I'm really enjoying. And that's probably pretty well me as far as work goes, which I'm just loving. And as far as everything else goes, I'm got a beautiful marriage. I'm married to a wonderful man. I've got three beautiful grown-up children of my own and two beautiful stepdaughters and a granddaughter. My life is pretty wonderful. I've got lots of freedom in what I'm doing and my health is wonderful. And I just say that at the moment I'm absolutely loving life.
Oh, sounds excellent. Very exciting. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you've been? What's your story to get to this point?
Yeah, I grew up in a town in south east Queensland called Gympie, just a little town, and I was really blessed in my life. I'm blessed to have beautiful parents and grandparents as well as four wonderful sisters. My father was lucky to have five girls to bless his life. So my childhood was pretty wonderful, and I had lots of love and lots of adventures, so I was one of the very lucky people in that respect. I left home after finishing year 12 and went to Brisbane and studied nursing. And I worked in nursing for over 30 years and I pretty well loved it. Like I felt really, really lucky to be able to nurse people, and especially when they were really raw. Like I think nursing opens up opportunities for you to be with people at a time in their life where they're most vulnerable. So I learned so much about life during those years. I felt discouraged at times, as we all do, but I really, really enjoyed it most of the time. After many, many years of working in that, I felt that I really needed a change. So I'd worked in lots of areas of nursing. I'd worked in the acute hospital. I did lots of emergency nursing in all areas of the hospital, really. And I also went and lived for a couple of years on a remote Aboriginal community in far northwest of South Australia called the Pitjantjatjara Lands. So that was really amazing. I took my young children out there, my young family. I lived and worked in the Torres Strait Islands, so on Thursday Island for 13 months, which I absolutely loved as well. I've worked in schools with young people, which ignited my excitement and passion to be able to write this story for 1,000 Ripple Effects, because during those 7 years when I did that, I did so much work with them and I really got to hear some of the struggles and the heartaches that young people have. So this was a really valued opportunity for me in my life. I also have worked with Save the Children, running a program for young people who are pregnant and parenting. So that was really wonderful. I've run the party program for young people, so prevention of alcohol and risk-related trauma, which was really exciting. I've worked in women's health centres. I've worked for a family program where I supported families at risk as well. So I've had a really colourful, exciting work life, but just realised that I wanted to be able to give more to people and more to life than I felt I was able to do within my nursing practice. And so I had been looking into life coaching for quite a few years, and then I stumbled across Mary Morrissey and the Life Mastery Institute. And she just mirrored all of the things that I love about life and all of the values. And so after looking into her a little bit further, what I decided to do was to quit my job in nursing and take the big leap and study and head over to Los Angeles and do live trainings as well. And I became a life mastery life coach. So that's what I'm doing now, traveling around, like I said to you, doing these workshops and coaching people. And it's really exciting, passionate work for me. I just love it.
Yeah, it sounds like it was very colourful and lots of variety there. I love all the different
things you're doing.
So when you had like a tipping point for change, like when you decided to go from your nursing and branch out and do all this other stuff, like your life coaching, was there a particular point in time where you think, bang, something happened and you had to make the change, or what actually happened then?
I suppose as far as it goes, Leanne, for when I left nursing and went to the life mastery, becoming a dream life coach, that was a very slow process. It was like holding a ball under the water that just kept popping up, but I kept pushing it down. But the real change probably came for me about 20 years ago when I first started studying all of the principles that I've been able to apply with my life coaching. And that was on a personal study quest. And that occurred, that was a big life-changing event for me, because it occurred at a time in my life where I was working in the palliative care area. And I was on a late shift, and I'd been looking after this woman who was very unwell. She was terminally unwell, and she'd been holding on to life for quite a while longer than we expected she would be. And there was only her and her husband, and a beautiful husband would come in every day and sit by her bed. And it was quite traumatic to watch her continue to hold on to life. And I was just wondering what was going on for her, that was the case, that she wasn't letting go. And I was working a night shift, and the nurse manager came in to see me. And at that moment, she told me that one of my relatives had been brought into the morgue. And my father-in-law had been really sick at the time, and I presumed that it was him. And she proceeded to tell me that it wasn't. It was my 19-year-old nephew who had been killed in a motorbike accident, a couple of hours earlier. So that was really the tipping point for me. I left work, obviously, and went home. And on the way home, I was so angry. I was angry at the God that I had been brought up with knowing, and angry that this beautiful lady was continuing to hold on to life, whereas my beautiful nephew had been taken, what I believed to be so early and so traumatically. And I suppose that set me on a quest to learn more about life and what it was all about. And I did lots of studies in Elizabeth Kubler-Ross and her studies of people who were dying, and, you know, Raymond Moody, and read lots of stories of life after life and life after death, and spoke to people who I was nursing and learnt so much from them about their experiences. And That was a really big tipping point in my life, because I realised after that, and the learning that I invested in and the learning of life just sent me on a totally different trajectory. And I think then gradually over the years, the more I learnt about life, the more I indulged in the theories and the studies and the laws of life, that was when I just felt no longer could I stay in an area which I did really love, and there's so many amazing people working in that area and they're doing fantastic stuff. but it was more focused on the physical body. We try so hard to, in the nursing and the medical industry, to be able to focus holistically on people, but we really focus mostly, in my experience, on the body. And I just realised there was so much more to people than just the body. And so that was my tipping point. That was my big tipping point. And eventually, like I said to you, in that industry, holding the ball underwater for such a long time and realising that I had to do more. I felt discontent and longing within myself. There's two beautiful growth signals that we can tap into within ourselves. I just realised that I had to change, and that's what I did.
Yeah, it's certainly a big tipping point when you have trauma, isn't it? But there's also other tipping points along the way that just help you change direction. Do you think you've had a few lightning bolts or a bit of a slow rumble that instigated you to make changes?
I think it's more a slow rumble. I think definitely like a slow rumble that you just keep pushing aside because you go, this career is a really good career. I've invested a long time in this and you know, I get really good money for it. It's challenging still for me, but it wasn't, whilst it was challenging and I had good benefits and got good money, it wasn't fulfilling a part of myself that I needed to have fulfilled. So it definitely is slow rumbling. It's like that whole ball thing underwater. I think that explains it perfectly.
It does, doesn't it? I love that. So what about along the way when you've made the changes and, you know, you've become this life coach or you've done all these different things, have you had challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Definitely. Definitely have challenges. I think we all have challenges. If we're alive, we've got challenges, don't we? Yeah. So definitely many, many challenges. I think that big change can be really difficult for a time because not only are you changing your own understanding and the parameters of your life, but you're also changing in other people's understanding of you. And some will support you and think it's great, but others won't really understand what you're doing and they'll move away from you, and that can be really hard. But when I signed up for coaching and decided in that moment to give up my nursing career, all sorts of challenges arose for me. So money was a big one. I think that they say that change never comes when it's convenient for you, and that certainly was the case for me. It was all these things started happening. I had to go to, after I'd been studying and doing the study for a while, I had to go to the United States to be able to do the life training as well. And my passport had expired. I was in a different state. I didn't have all of the documents that I needed. That was a real challenge to get it because I had remarried, so my name had changed my previous passport. Fears, lots and lots of fears arose. I think as they always do, as we're changing our lives, it's really normal to expect that you'll have lots of fears come up. And in the middle of the night, that seems to be even worse, like all those little voices that come up. Lots of sleepless nights, fear of the unknown, fear of letting go what I had known for so many years. But I can honestly say to you though, Leanne, that I've never actually felt like throwing in the towel. I've just truly believed that this is the path that I want to follow. And I am so supported by a beautiful team in the Life Mastery Institute as well that makes it much easier for me to continue and doing what I'm doing. And I'm learning and have learned many tools that I can use to keep moving forward even though I face those fears and face those challenges. So just baby steps. It's not always huge leaps, and I think that's what change is about. It can just be baby steps, and enough baby steps will even get you out Mount Everest if you need to. So it's just about progression and not perfection, and that's what I've continued to strive towards.
Yeah, that's fantastic because it really is something that I like to talk about too with people. It's just, you know, that one little step. Just take one little step because the fear will never go away if you just stay stuck. And not that fear that necessarily goes away. It's just how you can handle more and you become more resilient and you can take on more challenges. It's just taking that one little step at a time.
Yes, absolutely. There was a book I read many years ago, and you probably know it as well. It was from Susan Jeffers, and it was Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Yes.
And I can't remember much about what was in the book, but the title comes to me all the time, and I just think, okay, I've got to feel that fear and I'm going to do it anyway. So just taking that step through that. And they say on the other side of your comfort zone, that's where the magic happens. So it's just believing and trusting in that. And that's certainly been my experience.
Yeah, that's definitely what I believe in. That's what kept me going. Yeah, when I first started, that was the first book I read, and that made me get going, just take that first step.
So yes.
I loved it.
Yes.
All right, well, talking about putting one foot in front of the other, what keeps you going? Do you have a big vision?
I do have a big vision. That's the work that I do, is helping people create their visions and their dreams in life and then giving them tools to work towards that. But for me, what keeps me going and keeps me putting one foot in front of the other is totally believing in what I do. So knowing in my heart that these principles really do make a difference to my life and to other people's lives, and wanting success for myself, but wanting success for others, like that's such an intricate part of this for me. And wanting others to know that they can have a life that's amazing on all levels, but we don't have to settle for mediocre. We can live magnificent lives. And seeing and experiencing the fruit, as my husband would call it, in people's lives and in my own life. And every day talking to my clients, and when they tell me of the successes and the transformations that they have in their lives, it just lights my heart on fire. Like, I get so excited. And it really wants me to be able to just do more and more and more of this work. So it's really exciting. But I think the belief in what you do really helps you to put that foot in front of the other.
Mm. What about an ignition point? Have you had, a point in time when things have really started taking off for you?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. In applying my vision to my life. So what I do is, a part of what the coaching I do, it's actually designing a vision or designing a dream for your life in the first place. And then you apply the principles that I have in the Dream Builder program to your life. And if you apply those principles, you actually can skyrocket your results. And in starting this work and in applying these principles to my own life, it's transformed. Like I can honestly say to you that 12 months ago, I would never have believed that I would be in the place where I am now. And then prior to that, like 12 months before that, I would never have believed that I would have been there. So as soon as you apply these principles and you really do the work on your own life, then this stuff works. And that's how I've seen those huge changes in my life, is just living what I'm teaching. Mm.
So what new possibilities have opened up for you then?
This is a really beautiful possibility. This being able to be a part of this book, the 1000 Ripple Effects, I feel so honoured to be a part of this. And the work that Stacey has done to help young people, and especially young homeless people, who don't have parents or don't have support in their lives, to get this message out to them. I just think this is a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to give back to the young people of the world, and seeing where this goes in the future, like for them, if we can help, I know they say one person or one starfish, in that starfish story. Mm. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And then the ripple effect that has from there. But I feel so proud and honoured to be part of this project and doing it with all of these other inspiring authors as well. And I'm really excited to be able to make this change in young people's lives and our world. What could be better than this? What a wonderful opportunity.
Oh, it definitely is, isn't it? I love the project, and I can't believe that Stacey has, brought together the most amazing people and getting such amazing messages in the chapters that they're writing for the book. So I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, I can't agree more. And then what she has planned for the profits of the book as well, like to be able to continue to help people in so many ways with sustainable living. I just, her ideas are magnificent. I really feel very, very privileged to be a part of this.
Yeah. So talking about exciting things, what else exciting in the future are you looking forward to?
Continuing this work, building it. I've got lots of plans for how I'd like to take this out to different organisations. I'm just doing some work at the moment to be able to take this into schools so that I can work with young people. I have a passion of working with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities as well, and that's been in my background, and I would love to be able to take this to the communities and just be able to work closer with them. I think that those are some things that I'm really, really looking forward to, being able to touch people's lives, seeing the results that they have and watching others transform their lives. It's really exciting stuff, really exciting.
Yeah, it definitely sounds exciting. All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
Here we go. What's your favourite book?
Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. I like the colourful version one.
Yes.
You know, all those beautiful pictures. Yeah, I love that. yeah, for sure.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I'd say Mary Morrissey. I just love her. She's beautiful and continues to mentor me. So I'm very blessed.
What's a daily ritual that works best for you?
I do a morning and an evening vision. So I have a vision statement written out. I've got a long version and a travel version, and I do the long version every morning and I come from that version, and then I do the short travel version at night so that I go off to sleep with those visions in my mind. And I also do a daily gratitude journal where I list as many things as I can think of that I'm grateful for in that day, and that works so beautifully for me.
Yeah, great rituals. I love them. What's your favourite food?
I love food. Leanne, I just love food. Lots of different foods, but probably gelato. I love gelato. Mm. Just delicious.
Yep. Have you had it in Italy?
I have not been to Italy. I've been to lots of places, but not Italy. And I'm going there and I'm going to have the gelato for sure.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. Do you like the country or the city?
I love Australia. Like, it is such a beautiful country, and it's so different geographically, like physically, it is so different, like all around it. I haven't been to the southwest corner, which is somewhere where I'm definitely going to, but I've been to lots of other parts and been able to explore, you know, lots of areas of Australia, which I feel so blessed to have been able to do. And I love it. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous country.
Yeah, it certainly is. What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
I would say just decide for it. Mm-hmm. Just decide for the change that you want and then get support to do it. So big change in life or even small changes can be much easier to achieve if you've got the support of someone. It's like if you want to be the best footballer player on the field, you always get a good coach to be able to help you with that. So I would say that to be able to have the best life that you could possibly have, it's wonderful to have someone who is trained in that field to be able to support you through that. Because I think a lot of people start off on their own with really great intentions to be able to change their life, but it does get tough. And if we've got someone who is holding that space for us and who's supporting us along the way and giving us tools to be able to achieve that, it makes it a much easier task rather than feeling like we've got to do it on our, you know, on our own. Mm. So I definitely say getting support from somebody. But first of all, it's a bit like that Henry David Thoreau said when he did that famous quote, if you move confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life you're imagining, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. And I suppose you have to have your dream first that you can go in the direction of. So having your dream, deciding for your dream and moving in the direction of that regardless of the fears and the obstacles that may come up for you.
Mm, yeah, no, I love that. Thank you. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Probably just relax and relax and trust it all works out in the best possible way. And no matter what the circumstances or the situations might feel like at the moment, to trust that you're so much greater than you might realise in that moment, that it's all good. To believe in yourself and to be able to handle whatever life sends your way. doing differently? I would say I wouldn't do anything differently. I think I would just, I feel really blessed to have had all the experiences I've had in my life, because they've truly, truly molded me into the person I am today. And I'm really happy with that person, and I'm happy with my life. I can truly say that. So it's all good. But I would say to relax during those times that are challenging, and we all have them, and we'll all continue to have them as long as we're alive, as long as we're breathing. If you trust it will all work out in the best possible way, it will.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Andrea, and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Leanne, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate this. Yes, I would love to be able to give a place for people to contact me. So my email address is andreabrockbank@dreambuildercoach.com. So andreabrockbank@dreambuildercoach.com. Or my phone number is 0408 014577. I also have a website, www.andreabrockbank.dreambuildercoach.com, and that has a link to my Facebook page. So please contact me if you would like to know any more about what I'm doing. I would love to be able to help you. And have a beautiful day. And thank you, Leanne, for this interview. I feel really, really blessed to be on it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Igniters, Andrea's passion for supporting people with such deep love, enthusiasm and motivation is amazing. You can tell she absolutely loves life, and I love how she says we don't have to settle for mediocre, we can experience magnificence. If you want to contact Andrea, go to her website www.andreabrockbank.dreambuildercoach.com, and to discover how to blossom into your wisdom years to experience a magnificent life, go to my website leanneblaney.com.